In the kitchen, there was an old brown teapot on a shelf above the workshop. The spout was chipped on the side facing away, so you couldn't see. Inside, Dad kept spare cash, odd notes to pay the milkman and provide funds when he'd forgotten to go to the bank. If the teapot was empty... Well, actually, that wouldn't prove anything, Matt realised as he went back to the kitchen, except maybe Dad had not been to the bank for a while, and the milk and papers needed paying for. But the teapot was lying broken on the countertop. The spout had been knocked off and the handle was cracked. The lid was lying close by, and several £10 notes were sticking out of the debris. So, not a robbery, not for money at any rate. Had he really been attacked, grabbed and thrown to the floor, or had he fallen somehow? The more he thought about it now, the less certain he was of what he really remembered. It had all happened so quickly. Could he have fallen or fainted? It had been a long day, long and stressful, and he was hot and bothered and probably dehydrated after the journey. But he had been so sure. He could almost feel the sandpaper texture of the rough hand on his face. He could remember the pressure, the blackness closing in, and he shuddered at the memory. Matt got himself a drink of water, rinsing the mug well first. His hand was shaking, and the more he tried to control it, the more it shook. He had been putting it off, he realised, but he should really check the rest of the house. Maybe Dad was asleep in bed. Maybe he'd taken a sleeping pill or been up all the previous night working, or... Matt wanted to believe it. Wanted to open the bedroom door and see his father staring blearily back at him and asking what time it was. What day it was, even. But he was terribly afraid that if he found Dad at all, it would be lying on the floor, attacked by the same person who had attacked Matt. The house was empty. Every room was a mess, almost every floor covered with papers and books and journals, even the bathroom. But there was no one. No Dad, and no intruder. Matt was sure of that. He was alone in the house now. Without really thinking about it, he went back to Dad's study. He rubbed at his face where it was sore. From the rough hand that had grabbed him? He couldn't be sure. He checked his watch and was astonished to see that several hours had passed since he had arrived at the house. It must have been some bump on the head.